Good morning. It is December 2nd, 2015. The time is 5:26 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. And yes, I am doing an audio on this program formerly known as Audio Boo again. Actually, I'm recording it on a Hi-Q MP3 recorder. Yesterday, I used a Super Voice recorder. I got two recorders because, like I explained yesterday, the app, Android app, was it 3.4.1 for the program formerly known as Audio Boo is crap. So I've already said that, so I'm past that. Let's get past that. Yes, I'm having the morning coffee out here on the back porch. It's about a 45 degrees Fahrenheit outside, comfortable in the screened-in porch here. So I figured I'd come out here, have my coffee, and do an audio. And I guess my audio subject is what's in the box. And I guess I picked that one this morning, and I sort of got the urge to do the audio again this morning. I got the itch. So, I guess after yesterday ranting about something else, which is already in audio, so you can go look at yesterday or listen to yesterday's audio. I just had the urge to go ahead and do an audio. I've been listening to some audios like I normally do, and maybe it's just because it's the beginning of a new month, but you can see by the title, it's What's in the Box. And of course, we're getting into we are in the Christmas season, of course. We're running around, scampering around from store to buy the gifts and all that. But it seems this year, especially, and it's transpired over the last few years, we see more boxes arriving on our porch. And there's a box that came in yesterday via the US mail, oddly enough. I guess the US mail is getting their act together and interfacing with UPS and FedEx, maybe. But it's a box that was small enough to fit in the mailbox. And it's sitting on the dining room table since yesterday. My son brought the mail in yesterday afternoon. And of course, it's addressed to the missus. So it's basically another Christmas present for one of us. But I have a suspicion that it is probably something that is destined my way that will be not under the tree because we won't have another tree. That's another audio I guess I could go into. Why we're not having a Christmas tree this year, but or this season, though decorations will be placed, they're already starting to pop up in the house here. But the boxes that we get, I think if one would look at this time of year, I think we receive more boxes than any other time of the year because of the nature of the season. And I do definitely know what it is, but I'm not going to reveal that because it leads to a very good unboxing later on and some later on content, I guess a day after Christmas. If I don't, I'll probably end up doing an unboxing that day on Christmas. Of course, I have to work Christmas Day, so probably be afterwards to utilize the particular or play around with the particular item and stuff like that. But it just, I find it sort of fun. You know, but you try not to know what is in the box. And I think just the design of the old brown box that we receive via UPS or Amazon or FedEx or even the US Post. Well, US Postal, I guess their boxes are white now, from what I remember on the commercial. So just that there is still a little mystery there, but the anticipating of waiting. And it's it puts one it, at least it puts me in the mood of the Christmas season because half of my Christmas shopping is done because there's a box sitting in the back of my trunk. Is the only place I could find trunk of my car. It's the only place I could find to where I could hide it. Though the missus used my car yesterday, And when she got home after work, I had to ask her if she looked in the trunk, and she said no. And then she revealed that she knew, oh, that's where you put the box that was out on the porch that was delivered by the mailman, and it was from so-and-so, from UPS or whatever and stuff like that. So it's one of those things that I'm very fortunate and blessed that I'm married to someone that over the years we know each other, but we still have the pleasure of having fun with the particular season at hand. So the boxes, what's in the box? I know there was a movie with Brad Pitt, and it was, you didn't want to know what was in that box, but I'm talking about the good things when, you know, it's almost not really going that far back, but it's almost that kid feeling of when you get up and you see the presents under the tree and stuff like that. So sort of a prequel to the 25th of this month on Christmas morn, when all the boxes are open and you know what is in the box. But for the time being, the question is, what is in the box? And just leave it at that and enjoy the fun of it, I guess. So I'm sitting out here and I'm having fun doing this audio, having the coffee, morning coffee. I used to do this a lot back in the day. Not sure why I haven't been doing it. Well, I know why. It's because I've been doing other things with the live streaming and stuff. I've talked about that. There's one thing I did see this morning. Of course, this last week or so, our friend Mr. Bill Elder, Bill TV Macon on the YouTube channel, is back doing the YouTubes, which is a pleasure to see. And he has also indicated this morning when I fired up the box there to check the social medias that Allie Blue Jay is back doing the YouTube videos as well. And man, has that kid grown? He's got a 9-to-5 job, he says. But he's going to be doing YouTubes, which is good, because he has some good YouTubes. Remember him? And he's been away from YouTube for several years now. So it's good to see those individuals come back and enjoy their content once again. And that's the thing. You can go away from social media and the internet for a while. You can still come back. It's still here. It's not going anywhere. And if anything, it's just getting bigger. Like I said, the explosion on the live stream video, though, I think the majority of people, I was on a blab, sitting in on a blab last night, and they were talking about live streaming. And live streaming is here. But it's just like social media. The majority of people, they're fixated on one particular platform, and primarily is Facebook, that for their social media. And I'm not a fan of Facebook. I always say that when I hear the word Facebook. I'm not a fan of Facebook. But I think it's a minority of people that, but there's more people doing live streaming than there have been in the past. So I just noticed an explosion, and it's just sort of like these boxes we get. Who could have thought 10 years ago we're going to be receiving boxes through the mail as part of our shopping experience for the Christmas season, which it's a mainstay now almost. It's more than 60%, 75% of my shopping the Christmas season is via the box. So interesting. So that's all I got. I'm coming up on my 10-minute limit here on this HiQ MP3 recorder, and I'll upload this on the web. And you all have a good one, wherever you may be on this blue marble, as I enjoy finishing my cup of coffee out here and think about what I'm going to say in my next audio. You all live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.